Let's travel back in time for a moment, get our time machine out. Let's go to, say, 2005. The iPhone hasn't been invented yet, and the GFC is 2 years away. And someone tells you that your job in the future will be social media manager, or maybe you'll be an app developer. You'd probably not believe them, or you'd be like, what? What's that all about? So it's no secret that the world of work has changed, and it's changing a lot. But have we adapted well, and are we looking future-proof? Alison Pennington is a senior economist at the Australia Institute Centre for Future Work and joins us tonight. Alison, welcome.
Hello.
So you're the lead author of this new report looking at the future of work for Australian graduates. How are university graduates faring in Australia, and are degrees still worth it?
The employment outcomes for Australian graduates have been declining since the GFC. There's been some recuperation in the last couple of years, but only 73% of all graduates are in full-time work now four months after they graduate, and that compares to 85% before the GFC. And that doesn't actually take into effect the kinds of jobs that graduates are increasingly doing. So what our report found is that they are increasingly combining multiple jobs in order to make up full-time hours. And actually 3 in 5 graduates, once they enter into the labour market, into full-time work, are actually in fields completely unrelated to the study in which they've undertaken. So what this shows, increasingly there is the hard-earned skills and abilities of graduates are not really being harnessed by the Australian labour market.
Okay, so if they're not being harnessed, where's this growing mismatch and underutilisation? Where is this most acute?
So what the research found, which is interesting because we hear a lot about the decline or the increasing demand for STEM graduates, and that the pipeline, we must increase the number of people in the pipeline. But actually our report found that STEM graduates have some of the poorest employment outcomes. So they are in only 65% of sciences and mathematics graduates are in full-time work compared to the average of 73%. So I think what this shows, it dismantles the idea of the wrong kind of degree. Really, the in focus as our labour market has been increasingly, the quality of work has been eroding and the number of jobs that are available has been declining. You increasingly hear this idea of, you must have studied the wrong degree. And we always hear this idea that the arts degree is, null and void, it has no use. But the STEM, what's the situation for STEM graduates is it really dismantles this idea of the wrong degree, because we know that navigating technological, environmental and social and economic change in the future will really, really need the abilities of STEM graduates as well as generalist degrees. So it definitely demonstrates that the abilities of graduates aren't being harnessed, and there is a real lack of long-term planning of skills and industry policy and education policy.
So it's about research and investment in this. It's not that these aren't the jobs of the future, because there's a lot of other evidence that shows that STEM are very much the jobs of the future.
Yeah, if you look at the Australian economy, the fastest growing jobs, and that will be growing in the next 5 years, are generally very human-centred roles. And that's because of the ageing population, the growth in dual-income households, and the fact that women are increasingly entering the labour market. And so healthcare, social assistance, education and training, these areas are growing significantly. But what those growth projections are based on is the fact that Australia's economy is more and more dominated by extraction, and very little investment and planning is going into making sure that STEM graduates and STEM skills are part of our future and a more diverse economy here.
Alison, thanks for coming on.
Cheers.
Alison Pennington is a senior economist at the Australia Institute Centre for Future Work, and this is RN Drive.